Welcome to Outdoors Radio, brought to you by LakeLink, your online fishing resource, by Hupe and Abraham, a powerful law firm with a proven record of large settlements, by the Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources, and by Deerfest, Wisconsin's largest all-deer festival, July 22nd through 24th at Sunnyview Expo in Oshkosh. I'm Dan Small here in the studio with Jeff Kelm, and remember, you can listen to us 24/7 on lake-link.com/radio or hardwater-angler.com or dansmalloutdoors.com. In case you want to hear something again or you missed the show, or maybe you got a friend who's never heard the show and they would like to listen to it too. So that's how you can do it. We got a great giveaway this week. We'll tell you about that in just a minute. It's time now for the Madison Outdoors Report, brought to you by the Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources and by Dwyer Marine, Madison's G3 boat, Apex pontoon, and Yamaha outboard dealer, 2410 South Stoughton Road, just south of Farm and Fleet, and on the web at dwyermarine.com. And joining us now on the Red Paw Performance Dog Food Call of the Wild line is Duffy Kupf, and he's a pro staffer with Dwyer. And Duffy, how are you doing?
I'm doing real well, Dan.
Well, that's
it's a little bit warm out, but we like the warmth, and so do the muskies.
We finally saw some warm weather, and is that making a difference in the muskies? I mean, you really cleaned up north last week.
And I think, you know, once that warm weather started coming in, as long as it wasn't too sunny, that seemed to be a key.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Well, what does it look like? What do you hear from the lakes and places around Madison?
Well, I know some guys that have been out on Mendota, and they are bass fishermen, and they're having a ball right now because they can go around in a day's fishing and do real well on the smallmouth and the largemouth.
Mm-hmm.
So that bite is on.
Okay. Now, for smallmouths, you're fishing different places, right? Rocks and reefs?
Well, yeah, you have to find rocky drop-offs,
mm-hmm.
Points, and stuff like that for the smallmouths, where the largemouth obviously are a little bit more weed-oriented.
Right, right. How about Monona?
On Monona, the muskie action has really picked up there. Guys are starting to pick up some fish in the upper 30s and lower 40s.
Mm-hmm.
And the gills are turning on. You've got to fish the outside edge of the weeds, the developing weeds.
So okay.
That seems to be a key there.
Okay. What other lakes have you heard about?
Well, I know that the bluegill action also on Wabisa is real good. Lake Wisconsin, I had a good report from a couple guys I know that were up there, and they're actually catching walleyes and crappies trolling.
Really?
Longline trolling
mm-hmm.
up there through the flats and the stump fields. And then there was another guy I know who works out of a little bit of a smaller boat, and he just uses a real small jig with leeches and a little bit of extra weight on there, and he did real well. So
mm-hmm.
that's nice to know.
Okay. You know, years ago, I fished Mendota with Lee Kernan when he was still fisheries chief. It was, I think it was about this time of year, right after the 4th of July, we were trolling near the surface with, I think, things like roadrunners, little white and silver spinnerbaits for white bass, and we caught quite a few. Does anybody still do that?
Oh, yes. There's a lot of members of the Yahara Fishing Club I know that go out and do that, and you can sometimes, if they're very concentrated, you can drag just about anything through the water,
mm-hmm.
and you're going to catch them.
Yeah. We actually saw, like you see on rivers, you know, they'd be boiling, minnows would jump, and then bang, there'd be white bass right there.
Yeah, you look, if you see some seagulls around,
mm-hmm.
Usually that means that those white bass are hurting those minnows.
Yeah, yeah, okay. Well, what do you hear from Dwyer Marine?
Well, the thing that I've heard now, we're kind of in the middle of the summer, but we've got some 2012 models that are going to be coming out. But before they come out, Mike is going to offer some great prices on the remaining 2011 boats. So if you're in the market, give us a call or stop on over to Dwyer Marine, and I'm sure we can help you out.
Okay. And they're located at 2410 South Stoughton Road. It's actually part of Madison Truck Equipment, isn't it? But he's got boats outside. You can actually see, you can see where it is if you're paying attention there.
Yeah, the boats are right on the edge of the road as you go through there.
Yeah. Well, you got any great fishing plans this weekend?
I do. The great fishing plans are not for me, though. The great fishing plans are for the participants in the Fishing Has No Boundaries event here in Madison.
Okay.
I've been participating with them for about the last 14 years, so I look forward to getting some of those people in my boat and going out and catching some fish. It doesn't take too much to keep them happy, but those people, a lot of them, this is the only time during the year they get to go out on a boat and have a little bit of fun.
That's a great event. I've done that at, on Winnebago in Fond du Lac a number of years ago, and I know they do it all around the state. It started up in Hayward and now Madison and Fond du Lac and elsewhere as well. So, well, great. Have a wonderful outing with those folks, and we'll catch up with you again later in the summer.
All righty, Dan. Nice talking to you.
You bet. That was Duffy Cup. He's a pro staffer with Dwyer Marine, and this was the Madison Outdoors Report, brought to you by the Wisconsin DNR and by Dwyer Marine. You can find them at 2410 South Stoughton Road, just south of Farm and Fleet. They are Madison's G3 boat, Apex pontoon, and Yamaha outboard dealer. Great deals now on remaining 2011 boats. Give them a call at 608-222-5591. That's 222-5591. Or check them out online at DwyerMarine.com. More Outdoors Radio coming up.
Dwyer Marine is Madison's and Southwest Wisconsin's G3 boat, Yamaha outboard, and marine electronics dealer. Dwyer Marine's large staff of experienced mechanics can service and repair any aluminum boat, including welding, riveting, and custom manufacturing. Located at 2410 South Stoughton Road with Madison Truck Equipment, Dwyer Marine is open Monday through Friday, 9 to 6, and Saturday, 9 to 3. Find them online at DwyerMarine.com or call 608-222-5591. That's 222-5591.
You can call us anytime at 414-297-7554. Either enter our weekly giveaway, leave us a message, or let us know what you'd like to hear on the show, or tell us what you thought of the show. You can also email us at outdoorsradio@gmx.com. Well, Jeff, you and I were both in parades last week. I'll bet I had more fun. I was wearing shorts, and I was in a boat. And you?
I was in a suit and tie.
Ooh.
And, yeah, you would think that, like, on the shores of Lake Michigan, it would be a little cooler. And we turned down Michigan and headed down Michigan Avenue right to the lake. And, boy, I was hoping for a lake breeze.
No,
there was
breeze.
No lake breeze.
Now, this was Sheboygan, of course.
Marching with the Freemason Lodge from the Sheboygan Sheboygan Masonic Lodge, and, mm-hmm. and presenting the American colors. So it was nice to be in the parade. But
cool.
Boy, I wish it was just a little cooler.
Well, we've had some hot ones in the past. Yeah. This actually wasn't too bad. I was in Clutch Park in my Crestliner boat, being towed by my good friend Jay Dillig in his dad's little red pickup truck. It's a beautiful little truck that just comes out a couple times a year for a parade. And half the park was in the shade, so we'd stop in the shade and I'd cool off a little bit. And
there you go.
I had my fish hat on and waving a roll of red-green autographed duct tape. That's what people want to see there. They
just want to see the duct tape.
They love the show. I get all kinds of comments like, where's the water? How are they biting? And once in a while, I'll fill the bilge with water, you know, and then I'll hit the bilge pump.
Nice.
I didn't do that this time, though. And speaking of fishing, did you get any fishing in?
Yeah, the wife and I actually went and fished a little bit out on Crooked Lake in Sheboygan County.
Okay, sure.
And just to get out, she doesn't get out fishing much, so when I do get her out, I try to just find a place that she's going to get some fish,
and a lot of
no matter what they're catching. And we got out there, and actually she smoked me as far as many fish she caught. She absolutely handed it to me, but she actually got in some pretty nice crappies. I started considering keeping them, but at one point, I was like, oh, we're not keeping fish. We're not keeping fish. So she just kept throwing them back, and I was like, no, I don't want to clean fish anyways. So,
You'd let five fish go, and then you thought, well, geez,
we'd
have a fish.
It was fun. It was good to get out, and it was relaxing time. It was after the jet skiers and water skiers were all done. There was no power boats out there. There was a bunch of us actually in the smaller boats and canoes and kayaks.
Oh,
so
cool.
It was very nice.
Cool. Well, I actually got out on Random Lake a couple times, one evening, and Random has a slow no-wake time period from 7 p.m. to 10 a.m. So the fishermen, they're out there, around the clock, and I've actually seen people boating nice muskies in the wake of ski boats and wakeboarders and so on. But I raised one fish on one afternoon on a on a bucktail, and I raised one on a Sabeel crankbait over deep water on Sunday morning, actually, it was.
Right.
And I didn't get out there early. I was the 11th rig out there. But,
oh, wow.
I saw, you know, sawfish each time, threw a lot of my brother's flies.
Yeah.
No action.
You kind of struggle on random a little bit, don't you?
Oh, yeah. I do. And a lot of guys do. One guy came off, and he said, boy, it was brutal today. And I said, yeah, well, you know, it's all one
fish. Like,
it's
just fishing.
It's the way it is.
Yeah.
Anyway, well, we've got a giveaway. The Drop Time Divas have given us a few DVDs, so we got a few of them to give away here. And if you want to get in on the drawing, you can give us a call at 414-297-7554. Leave your name and number and mention the Drop Time Divas giveaway, or just say DVD giveaway. That'll work. And their website is workingforwhitetails.com. They're actually going to be at Deer Fest in a couple weeks, so I'll be seeing them there.
They'll be at Outdoor Fest, too,
right,
as well. We'll be having them out at the Squirrel and Worm. And their new show just aired 2 weeks ago. They
all right.
Had
Did
their
you
new
see
show.
It?
And I have not seen it. I got it on the DVR, and I'll get a chance to watch it.
It's there, yeah. I haven't seen it, but I've heard great things about it. So.
Yep, workingforwhitetails.com.
That's right.
So we got a good show coming up. Jim Kurth is going to join us. He's the Deputy Director of the National Wildlife Refuge System. Bill Luer will join us. He is from the Door County area, talking about some of the fishing on both sides of that peninsula.
Mm-hmm.
And we'll get Jim Backus as well.
Talking about his nature photography.
Yeah, nature photography. Very cool. More Outdoors Radio coming up in just a few minutes.
Looking for a local Wisconsin bass, walleye, or muskie fishing contest to compete in? Or maybe to take the kids to see fish at the weigh-in. You'll find them at AmericanFishingContest.com. With more than 600 fishing contests listed in Wisconsin and more than 10,000 listed nationwide, AmericanFishingContest.com is the largest online directory of fishing contests and tournaments. AmericanFishingContest.com. Find one to attend.
Hey everybody, I'm Michael Waddell. Y'all be sure to join me at Deer Fest in Oshkosh.
Budweiser and Bergstrom GM of Oshkosh present the largest collection of deer hunting celebrities to ever visit Wisconsin, only at Deer Fest. Join Michael and fellow bone collectors T-Bone Turner and Nick Munt, Lee and Tiffany Lukoski, Terry Drury, Babe Winkleman, and more. All attendees will have a chance to win a $15,000 log cabin donated by Cabin Tech, hundreds of exhibitors, trophy displays, archery courses, and more. Only at Deer Fest, July 22nd through 24th at Sunnyview Expo Center, Oshkosh. Visit DeerFestWI.com.
The summer fishing and boating season is in full swing, but how's your motor running? Max Motors at 4224 South Kinnickinnick, just north of Layton in St. Francis, is a small shop that's been doing big things for nearly 50 years. Max is a family-run business that really cares about you, the customer, and your outboard motor. Jeff and his staff at Max work on nearly every type of outboard, and they specialize in older motors. Come to Max for tune-ups, winterizing, and major and minor repairs to outboards and most other small engines. They've got hundreds of replacement props in stock, and they repair lights and repack bearings on trailers, too. Max sells Wisconsin-made products like MiroCraft boats, Johnson outboards and props, caravan boat trailers, Duraglass duck skiffs, and Cedar Ridge canoes, along with pre-owned boats, canoes, outboards, trailers, and other marine items. Keep your outboard running all season long at Max Motors, 4224 South Kinnickinnick, just north of Layton in St. Francis. Log on to MaxMotors.com or call 414-483-4628. That's 414-483-4628.
The Squirm and Worm Farm, A Fistful of Arrows, and Maximum Outdoors brings you the first annual Outdoor Fest. Meet Dan Small,
the Drop Time Divas of Working for Whitetails Television,
Joel Hagen of Deer Creek Seed,
Duffy Cup of G3 Boats, and more.
Free fishing instructional for the kids, Broad Fry, thousands of dollars in raffle prizes,
and USA Ice Team Fundraiser.
Saturday, August 13th, it's the first annual Outdoor Fest. More details at squirmandwormfarm.com.
That's the squirmandwormfarm.com.
Squirm and Worm Farm.com.
The law offices of Hupie and Abraham collects tens of millions of dollars each year for car accident clients. With offices throughout Wisconsin and Illinois, Hupie and Abraham and their knowledgeable staff will go wherever it takes and will do whatever it takes to represent you. If you have been in an accident and need serious and experienced representation, call Hupie and Abraham at 800-800-5678. That's 800-800-5678. Or visit them on the web at hupie.com. H-U-P-Y.com.
Welcome back to Outdoors Radio. I'm Dan Small. Joining me in the studio is Jeff Kelman. Joining us on the phone on the Red Paw Performance Dog Food Call of the Wild line now is a good friend of mine from Sturgeon Bay, Captain Bill Luer of No Problem Charters. Bill, did I get that right? No Problem?
You got that right, Dan.
Well, welcome to the show, and thanks for joining us.
Well, thanks for calling.
Now, how's the fishing been? Heating up there?
This year has been great, Dan. We don't have the quantity of fish that we've seen the last couple of years, but the fish are much, much bigger.
Oh, that's all right.
And that's making for some really, really happy customers.
Yeah. Now, we're talking kings mostly, right?
We're talking king salmon. We're catching a lot of rainbow trout, probably up in the 8, 9, 10, 12-pound range.
Mm-hmm.
And our largest king to date is 27.75 pounds.
That's a big king. Now, that's like they used to be 10, 15 years ago.
That's correct. And that fish will be well into the 30s by the end of this year. So we'll be catching 30-pound fish for our tournament this year for sure.
Wow, okay. Now, when I talked to you a couple weeks ago, you said there were a lot of lookers. You could see them on the graph coming up and, you know, looking at the bait and then going down. Has that changed now?
That has. The water finally reached 60 degrees.
Uh-huh.
And everybody's familiar with how the spring has been. You know, I think we're 5 or 6 weeks behind the normal year.
Yep.
And the fish have been, too.
Uh-huh.
They were here, but the water's so cold, they just can't metabolize their food. So they want to eat. They come look, but they just couldn't. They just can't eat anymore.
Uh-huh.
So now the water's warmed up, and they're on.
Okay. Now, you're trolling. Do you troll primarily on the Lake Michigan side?
Yes, I do.
Okay.
And if you're not familiar with Sturgeon Bay, we have what we call the Bank Reef.
Yep.
It's 4 miles offshore, and you've been on it with me, Dan.
I have.
And it's, you know, it's 40 feet on the top, 120 feet on the side. We get the currents come in, bring the plankton in, bring the minnows, and, of course, once you get the minnows there or alewives, you got fish.
Now, you are fishing, at least when I fished with you, you get out there really early. I mean, I think we left the Latham Smith at about 3:30 in the morning, and when we went out the ship canal and got out there, there were already 20 or 30 boats. Is that typical?
Yeah, we were late that day. yeah, we try to get on the water every day at 4 o'clock or a little bit earlier. And, you know, June's got the longest day in it.
Yep.
So, you know, we try to sneak out quarter to four or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
That'll be our first run. And then it's amazing this year that the fish bite all day long. So the afternoon bites have been really good, too.
Uh-huh.
I haven't fished too many evenings. I know that's kind of been hit or miss for the guys.
Uh-huh.
A lot of the small private guys go out. You know, they come home from work at almost 5 o'clock and run out for a couple hours.
Yeah. Now here,
it hasn't been quite as good.
Here, farther south, I don't know. Jeff, has the fishing been good in the afternoon or is it mostly morning?
Mornings have been hotter than your afternoons, but you know. The guys that that put their time in are still going to catch their fish.
Uh huh. That's kind of unusual, Bill, isn't it, with kings because they're a kind of a first light, you know, cloudy day kind of thing.
Yep. First light, last light. You know, if you want to catch, and not on the rainbows, of course.
Yeah.
The rainbows are they're a light loving fish.
Yeah.
Salmon are not. As the sun comes up, it's like a pendulum. You know, if the sun goes up, the higher the sun, the lower the fish.
Yeah. Yeah.
And if they go down, a lot of times they close their mouths. So.
Yeah, okay. Well, now, Door County is really known for its smallmouths as well. What are you hearing on the bass story?
I have great friends that go bass fishing all the time. He said this year, of course, it was slower again, but when the bass got in, they were catching, I don't know if I can say his name or not. But,
sure.
But Gary Nault.
Yeah, sure, I know Gary.
Great friend of mine. He's my ice fishing partner, and he was catching 100 fish a day.
Oh my God!
Just him alone, and then have 2-3 guys on the boat with him. Just he's wearing a wrist brace, Dan, because his arm is so sore.
Oh, life is so hard. Yeah.
Yeah, it is hard, and because it's been so cold, they're staying there, so they're just getting them day after day after day.
Wow!
So had a great bass time.
It'd be nice to. I've had salmon elbow, and bass elbow, I guess, is you know, is one of those risks that fishermen have to take. So
there you go.
Yeah.
Well, Gary's got bass wrist, I guess, or something. Yeah.
Yeah. So
and
now,
the walleye fish has been good too for them guys, for Gary.
Okay. Well, that's good. Now you dock. Do you still dock right there at the lodge at Latham Smith?
I am at Latham Smith there yet. We're at a different numbered slip because they dredged the whole thing out for us this year. So, yeah, it's perfect.
Okay. Now, there are new owners at the Latham Smith, right?
There are. If anybody's, kind of into the walleye circuit, this Paul Moline was the 2010 Walleye Fisherman of the Year.
Sure.
And he bought Latham Smith.
Oh, okay.
And the grand opening was Father's Day.
Uh-huh.
Kind of a noteworthy day for me. And just did a wonderful job on this motel, wonderful crew, great food. We're really enjoying him being here.
Well, it was always my favorite place to stay when I came up there, and I need to get up there again. It's been a couple of years.
You bet.
Hey,
I don't know what you're going to do when you get here, though, Dan.
What do you mean?
Well, maybe we can go fishing.
Oh, you think? Yeah. Well, they take me out in the middle of the day. I mean, if you've got charters in the morning and in the evening, I'll go anytime if they're biting.
There you go. There you go.
Hey, you got a website, right?
I do have a website. That's www.noproblemcharters.com. That's three zeros in the no. Just get on there. It's got all the information. Tells you the time of year. Just what to do, where to go, you know, things to do besides fishing, too, because we have a lot of things to do here in Sturgeon Bay.
Absolutely. Door County is one of my favorite destinations in Wisconsin. Well, Bill, thanks so much for talking with us, and good fishing. We'll try to get up there this summer.
Okay, Dan. Tight lines to you.
Hey, you too. That was Captain Bill Luhr of New Problem Charters in Sturgeon Bay. His website, NOOProblemCharters.com. More Outdoors Radio. Welcome back to Outdoors Radio. I'm Dan Small here with Jeff Kelm in the studio, and joining us now on the Red Paw Performance Dog Food Call of the Wild line is Jim Backus, who operates Magoo Photography in Eau Claire. Jim, I almost said Magoo.
Okay.
And of course, you have the same name as the famous actor Jim Backus, who our older listeners, and there are a few older listeners of our generation, will remember is the voice behind the Mr. Magoo cartoons. I don't know if Jeff knows. Do you know the Mr. Magoo cartoons?
No.
You don't?
Well, I mean, I've heard of it, but yeah. I have never watched it.
Well, you know, they're available on DVD now.
I'm sure they're probably on YouTube even.
Well,
I can probably
I'm
YouTube
sure they
right
are.
Now.
And they've got, I think, the Christmas show. Isn't that available out now on DVD?
I think he does have it out, or they do have it out.
Yeah.
Jim Backus passed away a number of years ago. So.
He did, 89, I think. I checked online. But you're still with us, still going strong, and you carry on the Magoo name anyway with your photography business. And nature photography is what you're all about, isn't it?
Right. I do nature photography, and I also author some books on nature, using my photography and some text to pass the message on to our people.
Uh-huh. Now, I have copies of most of your books, and I was just looking at them the other day. I was really impressed with the Reflections series, where you have the photos and then a few poems of your own, but there's some poetry by, tell me her name again.
Colleen Johnston.
Colleen, yes.
Yeah, and I've co-authored with three different ladies on children's books and poetry books.
Mm-hmm. So, now what are you trying to accomplish in these children's books?
Well, I think our future in the environment and saving the environment and nature and the wild is with the children. And so if I can get them to fall in love with what's out there, it'll only help our plague here to keep our country beautiful.
And are you getting a response from the kids' books?
Oh yeah, they're beautiful. I sold one to a lady, and she called me up and says she was mad because she had to read it five times to her son.
Well, you know, after that he should be reading it himself.
Well, yeah. They're geared for smaller children and parents to read them to them, and the kids love them. I did an ABC book with using wildlife, and one that I just came out with, the Hooper the Whooper. It's on a whooping crane.
Mm-hmm.
And then two other ones, one on the spirit bear and another one on ducks.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. I was impressed with the alphabet book because it's about animal tracks, and you managed to get through from A to Z on it, and some great photos as well. Now you also you sell photos, some of the same photos and some others on your website, don't you?
Yeah, everything's available out of my books in framed or unframed prints. They're available online, or people can call me up directly.
Mm-hmm. Now, in addition to the kids' books, you've got adult books, and two in particular that struck me, one on the Nisida National Wildlife Refuge and the whooping cranes. Tell us about that.
Yeah, I worked on that. It took me a year worth of photography, and I put that together over the last year. It came out about 3 months ago. It's 140 pages and goes all the way from the history of the refuge to present day and saving the cranes, which are an endangered species, the whooping cranes, and talks about everything else that's there. The cranes are such a small part of it, but that's what people think of. But there's also other endangered species on the refuge. Karner blue butterfly, they've got the largest population in the United States.
Hmm.
And I photographed them.
Yeah, I saw several Karner blues in the book, along with some whoopers and other wildlife as well. Now, you did some work with the Crane Foundation, International Crane Foundation, while you were doing this book, didn't you?
Right. I toured down there, and there's a chapter on the International Crane Foundation, and also a chapter on Operation Migration, and those are the people that use the ultralights and direct the cranes back to Florida on their return flight in the winter, and then they come back on their own once they've flown down there as chicks.
Mm-hmm. We did a TV show with those folks, about 10 years ago, when they were perfecting the technique. They had already done goose migrations, but they were working on cranes, and they were using sandhills at the time because you can't experiment with whoopers. There are just so few of them. But I just thought it was amazing. It was Bill Lishman, I think was his name, took us up for a ride, and we saw them with the cranes right at the wingtip to wingtip with an ultralight. I mean, it's just amazing to see that.
Yeah, it's a beautiful bird, and they did they're doing a tremendous job of helping our cranes come back.
Mm-hmm. Now, you're working on another book on grasslands, I understand.
Yes, I just started in April, and it's going to be the grasslands of Wisconsin. And I started with in Wisconsin Rapids at Buena Vista with the prairie chickens.
Mm-hmm.
Well, that's the start of it, and we'll move from there.
Okay. Are you going to have sharptails in there as well?
Yeah, and I'm working with all the Leopold Foundation out of Baraboo.
Sure.
And, we've got a lot in Wisconsin that people don't realize.
Mm-hmm.
We've probably got more than most states ever thought of having.
Well, yeah, and we are working to save prairie remnants. There isn't much, expansive prairie left anymore, but there are little remnants of prairies here and there, including some at the Leopold Foundation near Baraboo.
Yeah, the people don't realize that 70% of our prairies is probably smaller than 10 acres.
Yeah.
In the state of Wisconsin, and we used to have millions of acres.
What I learned a few years ago, very interestingly, I thought, was some places where prairie, it's not really restoration, it's just where prairie still exists, it's actually along railroad right-of-ways because that land was never developed.
Yeah, there's a lot of prairie along the railroad right-of-ways. It's being preserved now because the railroad is actually gone and they've turned them into bike trails, and which has helped the prairie restoration.
Mm-hmm. So those rails to trails programs are actually incorporating the prairie on the side of the trail as well.
Yeah, and the state of Wisconsin, the DNR, is doing a lot to bring our prairies back.
Mm-hmm.
And, we've got about 22,000 acres scattered around the Stevens Point, Wisconsin Rapids area. It's just beautiful.
Mm-hmm. Now, you mentioned Spirit Bear, and one of your books that I've seen shows some of these bears. Tell us about the Spirit Bear.
The Spirit Bear is a black bear with a recessive gene. First thing that people look at is say it's a polar bear, and it isn't. And there's only 2 to 250 left in the world, and they're all up in British Columbia, in about a 250-mile area.
And
I've been up there four times photographing them.
This isn't a true albino, is it?
No, it's a black bear with a recessive gene. They've got colored eyes and noses, and one out of every 10 in that area are born white.
Wow.
They don't know why, but one out of every 10 black bears are born white.
Wow, and you've got some amazing photos of your white black bears, including one at the end of the book. I won't give the whole secret away, but at the end is the last the last page there.
Yeah, bear I fell in love with, and I'm going back in this September and just to look at him. I've got plenty of pictures on my website and in the book, like you said. I've done a book on the Great Bear Rainforest, which is the last temperate rainforest in British Columbia left in the world.
Mm-hmm. Well, Jim, in 30 seconds or so we got left, what's your message for folks about Wisconsin's wild lands?
Get out and enjoy it and help protect it. And there's so much to see. The DNR has pamphlets available with the computer nowadays, and anybody can call me up and talk to me about it. My books are available through my website, magoophoto.com, or they can call me up direct. The number's on my website there.
Okay, and there's also a link to your new gallery, which people can visit by appointment, I understand.
Yeah, I've got, I just opened a gallery at my home in Eau Claire, and if anybody's passing through, they can call me up and make an appointment and come and visit.
All right, well, and will you do the Magoo voice for him, or don't you do that?
No, I don't do that. I wish I could.
Okay. Well, Jim, thanks so much, and good luck with your next book and with your gallery and all your projects.
Thanks. I always appreciate talking to you, Dan.
You bet. That was Jim Backus. He operates Magoo Photo in Eau Claire, and it's magoophoto.com. More Outdoors Radio in just a minute.
Hey, everybody, I'm Michael Waddell. Y'all be sure to join me at Deer Fest in Oshkosh.
Budweiser and Bergstrom GM of Oshkosh present the largest collection of deer hunting celebrities to ever visit Wisconsin. Only at Deer Fest. Join Michael and fellow bone collectors T-Bone Turner and Nick Munt, Lee and Tiffany Lukoski, Terry Drury, Babe Winkleman, and more. All attendees will have a chance to win a $15,000 log cabin donated by Cabin Tech. Hundreds of exhibitors, trophy displays, archery courses, and more. Only at Deer Fest, July 22nd through 24th at Sunnyview Expo Center, Oshkosh. Visit DeerFestWI.com.
Milford Hills Hunt Club now offers the services of Master Gunsmith Andy Liebelt. With 22 years' experience, Andy can clean, repair, and restore modern and antique pistols, rifles, shotguns, and muzzleloaders, and make obsolete and custom parts. No job is too big, too small, or too hard. Andy also buys and sells used guns. Open Wednesday through Sunday from 8 to 4. Mention Outdoors Radio with Dan Small through June 30th and save 10% on a complete gun cleaning. Call 920-390-9049. Or log on to MilfordHills.com.
The summer fishing and boating season is in full swing, but how's your motor running? Max Motors at 4224 South Kinnickinnick, just north of Layton in St. Francis, is a small shop that's been doing big things for nearly 50 years. Max is a family-run business that really cares about you, the customer, and your outboard motor. Jeff and his staff at Max work on nearly every type of outboard, and they specialize in older motors. Come to Max for tune-ups, winterizing, and major and minor repairs to outboards and most other small engines. They've got hundreds of replacement props in stock, and they repair lights and repack bearings on trailers, too. Max sells Wisconsin-made products like MiroCraft boats, Johnson outboards and props, caravan boat trailers, Duraglass duck skiffs, and Cedar Ridge canoes, along with pre-owned boats, canoes, outboards, trailers, and other marine items. Keep your outboard running all season long at Max Motors, 4224 South Kinnickinnick, just north of Layton in St. Francis. Log on to MaxMotors.com or call 414-483-4628. That's 414-483-4628.
I love animals, but I know that wild animals don't make good pets. They're different from the pets we have at home and would be miserable in cages. Not only is it against the law, but they have special needs we can't easily meet. please respect their wild nature and leave them where they belong, in the wild. If you think an animal is truly orphaned or injured, ask an adult to contact the Department of Natural Resources Call Center at 1-888-WDNR-INFO or Google Wisconsin DNR. Wild animals were born to be wild.
Looking for a local Wisconsin bass, walleye, or muskie fishing contest to compete in? Or maybe to take the kids to see fish at the weigh-in? You'll find them at AmericanFishingContest.com. With more than 600 fishing contests listed in Wisconsin and more than 10,000 listed nationwide, AmericanFishingContest.com is the largest online directory of fishing contests and tournaments. AmericanFishingContest.com. Find one to attend.
The Squirmin' Worm Farm, A Fistful of Arrows, and Maximum Outdoors brings you the first annual Outdoor Fest. Meet Dan Small,
the drop-tying divas of Working for Whitetails Television,
Joel Hagen of Deer Creek Seed,
Duffy Cup of G3 Boats, and more.
Free fishing instructional for the kids, Broad Fry, thousands of dollars in raffle prizes,
and USA Ice Team Fundraiser.
Saturday, August 13th, it's the first annual Outdoor Fest. More details at squirminwormfarm.com.
That's the squirminwormfarm.com.
SquirminWormFarm.com.
Welcome back to Outdoors Radio. I'm Dan Small here in the studio with Jeff Kelman. This portion of our show is brought to you by Hupe and Abraham, a powerful law firm with a proven record of large settlements. Find them on the web at Hupe.com. And we're joined now on the Red Paw Performance Dog Food Call of the Wild line by Jim Kurth. He's the deputy chief of the National Wildlife Refuge System, and he's located in Washington, D.C. Now, Jim, welcome to the show.
Thank you.
And thanks for joining us. You are in D.C. now, but you have been all over the country, I understand. You've served in a number of capacities at different wildlife refuges, haven't you?
I have. I've been very fortunate to work at National Wildlife Refuges from South Florida, the northern parts of the Everglades, to Alaska, where I served as the manager of the Arctic National Wildlife Refuge, and a number of places in the Midwest and the East in between.
Oh, you were at ANWR as well.
I was the refuge manager there for 5 years in the 1990s, yes.
Okay. And you were also at Seney in Michigan's Upper Peninsula, I understand.
I was at Seney Refuge in the 1980s. I spent 3 wonderful years there, and sometimes I wonder why I ever left. It was really a beautiful place.
Well, maybe you've answered my next question. Do you have a favorite of all those where you've served?
Well, you know, they're kind of like your children, and I think that sometimes it's the most recent one you visit is your favorite, but I really have a fond spot in my heart for Alaska. It's, you know, it was always a boyhood dream of mine to be able to travel to the Great North and work in Alaska, and so I have a special spot in my heart for that. But each and every one of these national wildlife refuges have their own magic, and probably in the lower 48 states, I think Seney would be right there at the top of my list.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Now, another great refuge is right down the road at Nisida. That was the very first refuge that I ever visited, and it's really a fabulous place.
Yes, I was going to mention, we have a number of properties here in Wisconsin. Nisida, I think the biggest. Horicon is also very large. Trempealeau, and then there's one off of Door County called the Green Bay National Wildlife Refuge.
That's right, and also parts of the Upper Mississippi River Fish and Wildlife Refuge. You know, they flow through the, you know, 4 states of Iowa and mm-hmm. Illinois, Wisconsin, Minnesota. It's one of the largest refuges in the country. It includes over 280 linear miles of the Upper Miss, and it's a fabulous refuge.
Now, when we talk about these refuges, we've named a few that people, I'm sure, are familiar with here in Wisconsin, but how many are there altogether in the country?
There's 553 national wildlife refuges, as well as we have 38 what we call wetland management districts that mm-hmm. are largely in the prairie pothole region, that are smaller tracts that are purchased as waterfowl breeding habitat. And there's a refuge in every state in the union and in every territory in our union. We have vast refuges in the far Pacific Ocean, out by American Samoa, the Marianas Trench, and throughout the Hawaiian Islands, and really a great diversity of places.
Mm-hmm. Now, they're called refuges, but they are, for the most part, multiple-use properties, are they not?
Well, I don't think multiple use is the right word. What refuges are dedicated to wildlife conservation. So first and foremost, wildlife conservation is our mission. We're not into producing commodities and things like that. But we do allow for a variety of wildlife management techniques, from forest management. We do some farming on certain refuges to provide food for waterfowl. We use prescribed fire. And, of course, we provide a wide variety of recreational uses.
Well, yeah, I know that people hunt on at least some of those here in Wisconsin, and fishing is certainly allowed. Are they really important to sportsmen, to anglers and hunters, or are they just kind of peripheral as another place to go?
Well, I think they're definitely important. Some of the finest hunting and fishing in this country can be found on national wildlife refuges. And what a lot of people don't know is the law that, you know, basically guides the refuge system makes wildlife-dependent recreation the priority public uses of the refuges. So hunting and fishing, as well as observation of wildlife and photography and environmental education and interpretation, they get priority over other uses. And this has helped us many times. You know, you're not going to see on many refuges hunters and anglers getting edged out because of competing recreational uses, because those recreational uses that depend on wildlife have priority in law on national wildlife refuges.
Now,
and each year we welcome about 7 million anglers and 2.5 million hunters to national wildlife refuges to enjoy getting out in the great outdoors.
Now, I understand you have a new document called Conserving the Future, in which you talk about not just hunters and anglers, but young hunters and anglers, and attracting more of them to the sport. And do you have a plan for this, or is this just kind of a dream?
Well, this plan is coming together, and we're going to convene all of the managers of the refuge system in Madison next week. For only the second time in the history, the 108-year history of the refuge system, are we going to have, you know, the people that run each refuge in the system gathered together. And that's to finalize this document we call Conserving the Future. One of the things that I think we've all seen is that the new generation of youngsters seems to spend more time in front of screens than they do in the great outdoors. And we think national wildlife refuges are great places to introduce young people to the outdoors. On a number of refuges, we've had really great success having youth hunts, and in other places, hunts for disabled citizens. And what we think in this vision document is, if we shared more broadly those best practices, if we looked at where we can do more, there's a huge opportunity to provide more opportunities, especially for young people and families, to get out and fish and hunt on national wildlife refuges. And so we're looking to work very closely with our partners in state fish and wildlife agencies to expand those opportunities, because we've got to recruit a new generation of conservationists.
Well, we certainly agree with you there, and that's one of the topics that we touch on quite frequently here on our show. Now, you say this is only the second time you've convened everyone together. Why now, and why Madison?
Well, I think there's a couple of reasons. We found when we did this for the first time back in 1998 that it gave us a very unifying document that helped us have clear priorities, and we had a lot of successes in implementing that. The question of why now is because a lot of things are different. You know, we're in a very different budget climate where I think it's going to be really important to have clear priorities for the limited resources we have. There's a lot of things that are happening in the country, you know, from the effects of a changing climate to, you know, just the expansion of population and the fragmentation of habitat. And some of these changes in America itself, with the way people spend their time being so different, we think now is the time to rally folks together to build a shared vision of conservation of wildlife and our wildlife refuges so that we can make it through these challenging times. Why Madison? Well, of course, we have to play by the rules and bid out conference locations. But one of the things we really wanted was a convention center that was LEED certified, that really had high environmental standards. And I think you may know that the Monona Terrace in Madison was the first LEED certified conference center in the country. And we also were really hoping for a tie to our conservation heritage. And Madison is a place just like that. You know, it's where Aldo Leopold worked at the university when he wrote the first book on wildlife management. It's the place where he came back from the shack up the road near Baraboo and wrote his essays that led to the publication of a Sand County Almanac. And in fact, it's the place where the concept of a land ethic was born. And I think that motivates our wildlife professionals, our supporters, and our friends. And I think it'll be a great backdrop to talk about the future of conservation in the home of really one of the great figures in conservation history.
And it'll be a sort of a homecoming for you, too, won't it?
Well, it will. Madison is my dad's hometown. They moved right before I was born to Iowa, but my family was in Madison from before the Civil War. There's Civil War veterans from the Wisconsin Infantry in my family, and I'm an alumni of the University of Wisconsin Stevens Point, and it's always great to be back in Wisconsin.
Mm-hmm. Well, great. Now, is this conference open to the public, or is it just for you folks?
Well, it's going to involve a lot of people. I mean, it was an invitation, type of conference, but mm-hmm. we have, I think about well over 100 members of our friends groups. These are private citizen conservationists that form local support groups for refuges in their area, and they're coming from around the country. We'll have, a couple of hundred folks from various different conservation organizations, from Ducks Unlimited to Defenders of Wildlife, the Nature Conservancy, just a whole host of people who care about our national wildlife refuges. And then, of course, we'll have, the managers of all the refuges in the system, other service employees, and the entire leadership of the service. The Secretary of the Interior is going to be there. Mm-hmm. Our new director, Dan Ash, who was just confirmed last Friday, will be there, and a whole host of figures that I think are going to really invigorate and excite the conference attendees about the conservation challenges we all face together.
Well, I was looking forward to going myself. I did get an invitation, a media invite, but I've got an outdoor writers conference in Utah that conflicts with it, so I'll have to read about it, and that's one reason we got you on now, so you can tell us a little bit, give us a little bit of advance notice of what you're going to cover.
Right, and I'd be more than happy to get back and report to you on the results of the conference.
Okay, well, we need to move on now, Jim. But if people want to learn more about the National Wildlife Refuge System here and elsewhere, what's the best way to get more information?
Well, they can always start at the Fish and Wildlife Service's website, which is www.fws.gov. It's got a whole host of information about the Fish and Wildlife Service and the refuge system, and that's the place to start. And from there, you can find the contact information. If somebody wants to get a hold of me, send me an email at jim_kurth, K-U-R-T-H, at fws.gov, and I'll get back with you. We need all the support we can for wildlife conservation in this country, and Dan, I really appreciate what your show does to generate that support.
Well, Jim, thank you so much for talking with us, and have a great conference, and we'll be interested in finding out just how it goes.
Thank you so much, Dan. I appreciate it.
You bet. That was Jim Kurth, Deputy Chief of the National Wildlife Refuge System with the Fish and Wildlife Service in Madison. Not in Madison. He'll be in Madison next week. He's in Washington, D.C. now. And this was brought to you by Hupe and Abraham, a powerful law firm with a proven record of large settlements, on the web at hupe.com. More Outdoors Radio in just a minute.
Dying to get out in a new boat? Hi, this is Alan Bell from Cedar Lake Sales, and I have something that'll make your wait a little shorter. What matters most in a boat purchase? Time and time again, boat owners say superior durability, exceptional design, and unmatched value. And that's what you get with Crestliner Boats and Mercury Outboards. Crestliner Boats that offer more and do more at a competitive price, and all backed by the industry's only true lifetime warranty. No one does it better than Crestliner, Mercury, and Cedar Lake Sales. Cedar Lake Sales is Southeast Wisconsin's largest Crestliner dealer with a complete line of Fishhawks, Raptors, Sportfish, and Kodiaks in stock. Maybe you'd rather relax in a pontoon, deck boat, or runabout. We've got them for you. And right now, you can save over $2,200 during Crestliner's Buy Now, Save Big sales event. So hurry into Cedar Lake Sales for instant savings on new or non-current Crestliner boats and a Mercury outboard. Cedar Lake Sales makes it easy by saving you money and giving you unbeatable service. Cedar Lake Sales, Highway 33 in West Bend, or fish the net at cedarlakesales.com.
The law offices of Hupe and Abraham collects tens of millions of dollars each year for car accident clients. With offices throughout Wisconsin and Illinois, Hupe and Abraham and their knowledgeable staff will go wherever it takes and will do whatever it takes to represent you. If you have been in an accident and need serious and experienced representation, call Hupe and Abraham at 800-800-5678. That's 800-800-5678. Or visit them on the web at hupe.com. HUPY.com.
Milford Hills Hunt Club now offers the services of master gunsmith Andy Liebelt. With 22 years experience, Andy can clean, repair, and restore modern and antique pistols, rifles, shotguns, and muzzleloaders, and make obsolete and custom parts. No job is too big, too small, or too hard. Andy also buys and sells used guns. Open Wednesday through Sunday from 8 to 4. Mention Outdoors Radio with Dan Small through June 30th and save 10% on a complete gun cleaning. Call 920-390-9049. Or log on to MilfordHills.com.
The Squirmin' Worm Farm, A Fistful of Arrows, and Maximum Outdoors brings you the first annual Outdoor Fest. Meet Dan Small,
the Drop Time Divas of Working for Whitetails Television,
Joel Hagen of Deer Creek Seed,
Duffy Cup of G3 Boats, and more.
Free fishing instructional for the kids, Broad Fry, thousands of dollars in raffle prizes,
and USA Ice Team Fundraiser.
Saturday, August 13th, it's the first annual Outdoor Fest. More details at SquirminWormFarm.com.
That's the SquirminWormFarm.com.
SquirminWormFarm.com.
Hey, boaters, anglers, commercial fishermen, don't get tangled up. This is Chief Conservation Warden Randy Stark. There's plenty of water out there. Let's all share it safely. Underwater trap nets in Lakes Michigan and Superior catch whitefish but let sport fish go. Downrigger cables, fishing lures, and props can get snagged on them. So watch for the flags and buoys that mark the nets. Never troll between the markers and always give them a wide berth. Should you get tangled up with a trap net, cut any lines and cables immediately, and don't get in the water to try to free them. For your safety, there's a new law now that requires you to have a pair of wire cutters on board your boat to free yourself. The nets may not always be in the same place. They can be moved to follow the fish, so keep an eye out for the flags and buoys that mark them. To learn more, go to DNR's website. Search for trap nets.
Brought to you by the Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources and your local conservation warden.
Welcome back to Outdoors Radio, brought to you by Cedar Lake Sales on Highway 33 West and West Bend, on the web at cedarlakesales.com. We've got a great giveaway for you in just a little bit from the Drop Time Divas. You can call us anytime, by the way, 414-297-7554, comment, question, or enter the weekly giveaway.
You know, last week we had a poll. Do you think the Federal Energy Regulatory Commission, also known as FERC, should approve a new hydropower dam on the Mississippi River at Lock and Dam Number 8 in Genoa, Wisconsin? Now, we had Mark Clements on as a guest, and he shared his fears and concerns about the dam and how it might change fishing and fish habitat. So we thought that'd be a great poll question. We asked in our newsletter, as we do every week, what you thought of it. And interestingly, 33% of you said, yes, the FERC ought to approve the dam. 50% said no, and 17% were undecided. Now, I don't know, why would you take the poll and say you were undecided? I suppose maybe...
I think I would click undecided at this point, Dan. I just don't have enough information. Of course, Mark it was very passionate about this.
Yeah.
Obviously, he has a very personal relationship to this issue with having his fishing barge there and stuff. But I guess I need more information, even from the other side, to figure out really what's going on. I mean, we know what Mark said, and if all that is actual factual information, right from the source. Yeah, then maybe I probably would be against it, but I still really need to hear from the other side
and be
able to make it.
Fair enough. And in fact, the comment period goes till early this next week, and we will see what the comments were, and maybe we'll follow up and get someone from the either from DNR or Fish and Wildlife Service, or maybe from the the energy company is going to say.
Right, yeah.
But we'll get somebody else on
right.
this question, because
I think third party would really be the best way to go about it. Yeah.
I think it's one that that people would be interested in in following up on. So we'll do that. Yeah. So undecided is maybe the way to vote here. I guess I'd have to click that too.
Yeah.
At this point. So, but Mark did make a pretty good case for no dam, at least no dam there. The thing is, you're going to change fish habitat wherever you create the dam, the fish are going to go somewhere else.
Right,
you know?
Right. And people want to hear that interview we had with Mark. It's online all the time.
That's right.
Lake Link/radio.
Yep.
My website, hardwater-angler.com, and your website, dancemalloutdoors.com.
That's right. Outdoor Wisconsin next week, July 14th or 15th, depending on where you live. I'll be hunting turkeys with Troy Petrovsky of Drop Dead Decoys. Judy Nugent fishes with Patricia Strutz. And our flashback is kite photographer Craig Wilson. It's kind of a neat segment. Back in the pre-digital days, he would actually take a single-lens reflex camera and get it up on a kite and take slides from the air.
Yeah.
I think he's probably still doing it with digital stuff now. So,
well, very cool. If you missed anything today or maybe you want to hear a past show like the one with Mark, you can check us out online 24-7, lake-link.com/radio, hardwater-angler.com or dansmalloutdoors.com. We're on the radiofactory.com. We're on Facebook. We're on Twitter. We're everywhere. We've got our e-newsletter at your website, dansmalloutdoors.com.
That's right. And this week's giveaway, again, Drop Time Divas have given us some DVDs. So give us a call at 414-297-7554 or email us at outdoorsradio@gmx.com. Well, you've been listening to Outdoors Radio, brought to you by LakeLink, your online fishing resource, by Hupe and Abraham, a powerful law firm with a proven record of large settlements, by the Wisconsin DNR, and by DeerFest, Wisconsin's largest all-deer festival, July 22nd through 24th, Sunnyview Expo Center in Oshkosh. Here with Jeff Kelm, I'm Dan Small. Join us again next week for Outdoors Radio.
When the loon cries, lover, in the blue north wind, I'll be trolling home to you. When my wrist gets a little chilly on the gunwale, when my lazy ack is just too lazy to lure, when the worms go dry in the coffee can, honey, I'll be